What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Street Couch Podcast. Right here, we got the one and only Ulysses Ramos from Inside the Northside Podcast.
What's up, guys? It's your host with the most from the Third Coast. I'm from Inside the Northside.
I've always liked your little intro.
The host with the most from the Third Coast. I actually got that from a friend of mine on the West Coast.
Okay.
So I have a friend out there named Chris who did a podcast, but he no longer does podcasting anymore. But he used to say, "Is your host from the most from the West Coast or something
Okay.
So I was like, I'm going to take that.
But I feel like yours like rolls better. Like
Third Coast, I guess I've been saying it so long. Now it's just like, it's kind of a thing.
Yeah. I don't have like a little thing like that. But what I do at the end of each podcast is like, all right, have a good day. Have a good night. Have a good life. Peace.
All right, that's kind of your thing. So, I mean, if you, the more you say something,
it just kind of like sticks.
And then it sounds more like, what's it called? Just sounds normal.
Like natural. Like sounds you, natural, you know, normal. You find your little catchphrases and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, it's pretty cool having you back, man. Because like you've been on like a number of times, but since you had like your own solo episode, it's been...
Since the beginning of your podcast.
Yeah, like 2 years ago, I think.
But this is what, our second time doing this.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy how much...
Because we were originally doing this before the drunk cast, and then Paul showed
up. That's right.
And crashed it, but no, he didn't really crash it, Paul. We just...
No, that was my fault, because I told everyone to get there at like 7.
Be there at 7 now.
Yeah, because like my thing was okay, like I really don't want to stay up super late, so like I'm gonna have the guys over early, that way like once it's late they'll leave and like I can go to sleep. But that didn't happen either way. But
we stayed up to like 3 in the morning.
We're talking about some deep shit, man. That happens, you know, when once everyone leaves and there's like the remaining group, we're just like, man, I miss her, you know.
Kiko and I had pretty good conversation.
Yeah, dude, it's like we always do, you know. That's where we're like a pretty good like group of friends, you know, because we kind of get each other.
Yeah,
you know, try and help each other out and shit, you know.
Not exactly.
We go through similar situations, hardships, you know. But yeah, it was just my fault for like telling everyone to come early, because
that's cool. That's cool.
But it's all good. You know, we got you here today. So one thing I asked you in the previous time we tried doing this was, so like besides doing podcasting, you're a truck driver.
I'm a truck driver and I'm a musician. And, I'm also somebody who likes to throw shade.
Nice. No, we all.
I noticed that. But anyways, yeah, I'm a truck driver. Yeah, I truck drive.
Yeah, so I'm always pretty curious about how you got into that. You know, how you got into the whole truck driving world.
Long story short, I was working in a warehouse at the previous job I was at. And I wasn't really getting paid that much. And I really didn't like the people that I was working with.
What were you doing there?
I was pretty much... like, how do I say this? I was picking the deliveries for foods, because I used to work for HISD. So they would give me like a list of stuff to pick for a certain school, certain route.
Like pick from where? Like
for the freezers.
Okay.
Freezer, the dry section, which is like canned goods, forks, all that stuff.
I see. So like for them to deliver to all the schools in the district?
Yeah.
Okay.
So everyone had their own like section, level, whatever. So I was doing that. I didn't like it. And then they offered the opportunity to get your CDL. And I was like, yeah, I feel like they get paid more money. So
they were
like,
offering to like pay for it for your thing?
They were offering to pay for it. Clearly they didn't.
Damn.
So I had to pay out of pocket for that. But that started in 2018.
Okay.
And I didn't get my license till like 2020.
Right when COVID hit?
Literally before COVID shut down everything.
I think I remember hearing about that in your podcast.
It was really stressful. It's really stressful to get your CDL.
Really?
Because of all the stuff you need to learn. And then the state of Texas made it harder for people to get their CDL. So like now you have to learn. They upgrade and update everything new every year.
Damn.
So it's like you have to figure out what's new. Oh, they took this out and they did this. Like it's really stressful. So
damn, dude. So like what was the hardest thing? Like all the coursework? Was it like you had to like watch videos or like do exams or like what
yeah,
was it?
You can watch videos, you can do stuff like
or,
that.
Like read material.
They give you a handbook.
Okay.
You can get a handbook or you can print it out from the state and it gives you all the answers. You go through everything, stuff like that. And it breaks it down in different sections. But if you're doing a CDL, and I know some truck drivers or CDL people will know, like, the general knowledge test here in Texas is super difficult. And it's not because it's not, like, hard. It's just they change it up so much to where, like, you're like, what the hell? Like, why did they switch this?
I see.
But there's certain apps, there's certain websites that will have all the answers on the test. You just have to, like, study them.
Okay.
So whenever you go and you see it, you're like, oh, you already automatically know. So that's what I did that helped me out really quick with those
tests. It's like memorization kind of?
Yeah. But, I mean, even with that, I had to pay, like, $25 because they give you three chances. So you go to the DMV or DPS, whatever it's called, and they put you in front of a computer. And you have three tries. So if you fail the first time, come back again, do it again. You fail the second time, come back, do it again. You fail the third time, you got to pay another $25 to do the test again, and then, you know, you get another permit. And permits are like 3 to 6 months, I think, and stuff like that. So it's a whole fucking.
So you have to keep renewing your permit every 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, you have to keep renewing it, so then that way you can have that time to like study and get you work. Because I was also working when I had my permit. Which was illegal, but HISD had me do it because how was I going to work?
Yeah.
So I was driving. Wow, I was doing it wrong. I was driving illegally.
Allegedly.
So, no, illegally, allegedly. But, I mean, I learned a lot from that, too. So, but, yeah, I mean, it was cool. But that's how I got my CDL, and then from there, I went to other jobs, stuff like that. So it's a cool trade to learn. It's a cool thing to have if you don't want to be stuck doing something. You get to, you know, drive a big truck or travel around.
Sounds stuff scary, like that. Dude.
It can be. It can be. You're driving a freaking
tank or something.
40,000 pound truck going at 70, 80 miles an hour.
Damn.
Boom. You know, you never know. But it's cool. I like it. I've been doing it for like the last 5 years. Well, 5 years. Legally. Allegedly.
That's cool, man. All right, so I have like a weird question to ask you. So if you woke up one day and you found yourself like in an alternate universe, basically, and you have like a chance to like do whatever the hell you want, you know, what would you do?
I would probably do what I'm doing now, which is content creating. I would keep podcasting. I would probably do video again, work on music and just everything. It's not really like a restart. It's kind of just like a shift change to what I'm already doing now. So, like, yeah, if I was just like, oh, I'm going to do something, yeah, I'm just going to do podcasting, content creating.
Do you feel like you have to do these things? Like, you can't live without doing these things?
No, I can definitely live without doing these things, but it'd be no fun. Like, I wouldn't know what to do with myself if I stopped podcasting right now, or if I stopped doing music. Well, actually, I did stop doing music for a while, so I do know what it's like.
Same.
But if I were to stop podcasting, like I stopped playing music, I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be like, I have no life anymore, you know? But this is what keeps me going. This is what, like,
there's a lot of opportunities with podcasting. Like, not just, like, monetary or, like, getting, like, an audience. Like, not just that, but also, like, the networking you get out of it.
Yeah, dude. Like, I mean, you and I, we both network with so many people and so many opportunities that popped up because of that.
Yeah, like, we've both, like, kind of, like, given each other our connections in a way. Because, like, I think I met Midnight Spice through you. Because the first time I ever heard of Midnight Spice was because of your podcast.
Yeah.
And I forgot... I don't even know how.
I think Julian reached out, but I don't know who he heard the episode from or whatever.
Probably Mike or something.
I don't know if they knew Mike at that moment.
I think they knew Mike pretty early on.
Oh, yeah. No, they knew Mike. Yeah. It's in the episode. Go listen to the episode. Next Spice. But, dude, I would podcast. I keep podcasting. That means I can do it every day.
Yeah.
That means I could fucking get new people. I wouldn't have to be waiting every other week. I could just be like, oh, I want this person. I want this person. I want that purpose. I'm going to go here and do this. I'm going to go do that.
Or just like a solo podcast or whatever.
No, I don't think I can do solo anymore.
I think I'm going to start doing it soon.
I was actually going to tell you and Caesar, I think you guys should try to do a solo episode just to see how it feels.
Yeah.
Because I think every podcaster should always do that. Hmm. Just to see like how it feels and like, see,
that's a good practice. Just like keeping the thing flowing,
but it's also kind of like a test to be like, okay, am I really good at what I do?
Yeah,
or am I just using guests as a crutch?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, like for me, I know I've done my solo episodes.
Yeah.
So like, I know I can go on for hours And it's like, my guests are no crutch. My guests are
an addition,
a bigger pleasure for the episode instead of just hearing me talk about shit already. It's like, oh, no, I have people. Like, I could, they're no crutch for me. So I obviously believe that people should do that. If you're doing a podcast like how we do it and you don't have any guests, just be like, I'm going to do a solo just to try and see it. So, like, I really, that'd be really cool. I think Caesar should do it too. I'm throwing that out to you, Caesar. I think you should do a solo episode just to see how it works.
Yeah, because, like, I have, like, a quota now. You know, I have to, like, release, like, at least one podcast a week. And, like, I think I'm reaching a point where, like, I'm running out of guests.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, I'm thinking, okay, because, like, my thing is, okay, if I go to a show, I'm going to just, I think Paul gave me this idea. He said, like, just surprise bands, you know, just, like, be like, hey, like, I'm going to do y'all, like, a quick interview or whatever. So I think I'm going to try and do that or just do solo podcasts, you know, just to keep the ball rolling and keep releases going out.
And also, I think it gives your listeners a
different angle, I guess.
A different angle, but a better understanding of who you are, actually. Because, I mean, people know who Danny is, but they don't really know who Danny is.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, until you go out there, and I know it's hard because you're being vulnerable and you're expressing things that you probably wouldn't express, like, in a regular episode because you interview people. But, like, being vulnerable and saying stuff and all that, it really makes a better episode, honestly. Yeah. So,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking about now. Because when I first started the podcast, my thing was, this isn't about me. You know, this is about my friends, the people I want to get on and, like, get their voice heard. So, like, for a long time, for 2 years, like, that was my thing. You know, like, okay, like, the spotlight is for them. You know, it's not for me. But yeah, like you're saying now, you know, I think it's time for people to get to know who the host is, you know, like.
Yeah, of course. I think so.
It's good content too.
I mean, like, you could always do solos and then cut them for like 15 minutes and then be like, here's a, like, an interview I did with so-and-so, and kind of just leave that towards, like, the end of the show.
Okay, okay.
So, like, talk for a little bit and be like, I interviewed so-and-so, you know. I had a friend of mine, my friend Jaime from Rambling Alcoholics. He gave me an idea. He was like, why don't you do a solo for like an hour, maybe 30 minutes, and then just be like, all right, well, listen to this episode I did, this interview I did with so-and-so, and then just...
It's like an episode within an episode.
Yeah, it's like an episode within an episode. So he was cool. Like, do that. And I was like, whenever I have the chance, I will, but I haven't had the opportunity.
There's a podcast that does... have you ever heard of Radiolab?
I think I have.
Yeah, so they do like a lot of crazy shit, but basically, like... It's like them, like, you know, talking like this in a controlled environment, and then it'll cut to, like, you know, like, they'll be talking, like, oh, yeah, like, a few weeks ago, I interviewed this person, and, like, it'll cut to when they did the interview, and then they talk about the interview, and it's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
And that guy I mentioned earlier before the podcast, Brandon, I think his last name is Buckingham, I'm not sure, but in his interview I was watching, like, he was interviewing different people, he was walking around, and, like, in between each interview, like, the video would cut to him talking and, like, giving us like an explanation, like, okay, so in Toronto, like, this is going on, and like, he'll have like graphics and like videos and stuff, and then it'll cut to him like doing the interview again. So I think doing creative stuff like that will be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you have to explore your creative mind and try new things, like we were saying before, because if you just do the same thing over and over and over again, it's gonna get boring.
It gets predictable.
So try something different with the podcast. Fucking record in a park, which you've already done. You know, go record in your car, do live episodes from your car while driving to San Antonio or Austin. Do themed episodes, do something. Just try to make it fresh and try to do something different.
You know? I liked your Halloween episode when you were like reading like Reddit stories or something.
That shit was so fucking corny. I loved it a lot
because you had like a background noise like of a campfire. That shit was dope.
Dude, that was all like YouTube shit.
I thought it was real, dude. Like, no. The whole time I was listening to it, I was like, oh, like this dude's in the forest right now. Like,
it's because I had a big like imagination. I was like, I want to make this cool. I want to make it like, you hear me like crunching like the leaves are sitting down and the fire crackling.
Yeah.
But it was all dumb. It was all me in my room, pitch black with me under the covers with the microphone talking, just kind of setting the mood.
That's fucking cool as fuck, dude.
But I forgot. I don't even do Halloween episodes anymore.
Because I've heard like 95% of your podcast, you know, like what's stuck on my memory the most is, that episode. And we talked about this earlier also, but like the episode you did of like songs you won't play like at your funeral.
Oh, yeah.
That was 10, really cool.
I was like, give me 11 songs.
Yeah.
And actually, I could probably change that list now because there are a lot more songs that I want, or maybe take out a couple. But All those episodes were the product of the people I was hanging around with. So, like, the people from LA that I was associated with and talking to, they had ideas like that. And I was like, I want to do that. Like, the guy Ranting with Ramos, Jose, his podcast is kind of like that. If he still does it, I'm not sure. But he would always give me ideas, and he would be like, oh, you should try this, or hey, you should try that, or do this, do that. And I was like, okay, you know. And then my buddy Jaime would give me ideas, and Gerardo and all those guys. Like, those guys in L.A., I learned a lot from them. I learned a lot. And I thank God that I got to meet those guys.
Yeah.
Because they made an impact in my life, and they made an impact on the podcast. For sure, man. Now I have, like, this, I guess, smorgasbord of things I can always do. Because of, like, how I learned from them, so.
Yeah, man, like, the way you see those guys is the way I see you, because, like, I feel like without you, like, there would be no Street Couch podcast.
Yeah.
Because when I first found your podcast, I was like, dude, like, this is badass. Like, I've never, like, been friends with someone who has a podcast, because, like, at the time, like, I was, like, a podcast addict. Like, every single day listening to, like, Joe Rogan, Dave Ramsey podcast, just stuff like that, and, like, I don't know, like, I just never thought about it. Like, what if I just never thought about me having a podcast, and then, like, seeing you have one, and, like, you interviewed pretty, like, big people, like, I forgot her name, but that Selena impersonator.
Oh, Amanda Solis?
Yeah, like, you told me she was, like, a pretty, like, high view count, right, or listener count?
Yeah, I think her...
And Grizzy, yeah, Grizzy Hood News.
Grizzy's listens were really good.
Yeah.
They're really high, and Amanda's views on YouTube were really high. So, but cool thing about Grizzy is she's, like, progressed as, like, this big person. Dude,
she's, like,
now.
A celebrity now, like, in Houston.
She's got her own, she had her own day. I think she got the key to the city.
Yeah, dude.
Like, that's pretty fucking cool that I got to interview her.
Yeah.
So, and I think I could again if I wanted to, but she's just so busy.
I bet, dude.
She's so busy.
Yeah, like, I see her name in, like, random, like, Instagram comments, you know, like, about, like, some random video going on in Houston. Someone will comment, like, oh, like, I'm gonna go check out Grizzy Hood News to see the like, the real story, you know?
Yeah, yeah. She's good about that.
People are, like, talking about her a lot. Yeah, shout out Grizzy. Like you probably don't hear this, but
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she does. Maybe shout out Grizzy. She's cool. She's doing it. She was supposed to start a podcast too, but I think,
like, a crime podcast or what?
I don't know if it was a crime one. Her brother had reached out to me because I think he takes care of her social media, if I'm correct. And he was like, "Yeah, we want to start a podcast and this and that." And I told him, like, "Oh, let's try this out." But she's so busy, dude. She's got her own show on channel on the CW.
What?
Yeah, she has her own channel.
Like Grizzy Hood News, or is it a different
thing? Yeah, Grizzy Hood News.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. Like, you know, like, how that guy, the anchor, Isaiah, whatever his name is, he used to have, like, the Isaiah Factor on Fox 26?
I don't know.
Well, certain news, I guess, personalities have, like, certain segments or certain shows on their channel. So he had one, and then I think Grizzy was, like, Channel 39 or whatever that news station is. She has her own little channel, like her own show, the Grizzy, like, show or something like that.
That's cool.
So, I mean, it's all led up to that. So, but I mean, yeah, she was too busy with doing everything. I don't think she would have started a podcast. That's a lot.
Yeah,
it's literally a lot.
Yeah, because at first, like, I don't think I was thinking about starting a podcast. Like, I was just thinking, like, oh, like, it would be cool to, like, be a guest, you know, on the Inside and North Side. But I was kind of like, I don't know, like, I didn't feel like I had, like, something to talk about yet, you know, because I was, like, coming out of, like, my relationship and barely getting back into music and stuff like that. So I was just thinking, like, I already have equipment. I already have, like, microphones. I have, like, speakers. I can just, like, record an episode, like, whenever. And I did record one with my friend Furman, you know, it's the Street Couch podcast number one. But, like, I just sat on it for, like, months, you know. I was like, should I even release this? Like, no one's going to listen to it, you know. And then, like, oh, it's because the editing went wrong. Because I think from the beginning, it was supposed to be a video podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my webcam on and, like, the microphone's recording. But, like, the video software I had at the time kept crashing. Like, it just couldn't handle, like, the large file.
Oh, really?
I forgot what I used. I think, like, the... like Windows Movie Maker, like whatever it is now, I forgot the new name.
Oh, okay.
Kept crashing, and I was like, dude, like, I can't do this. You know, I'm not meant to do a podcast. You know, like, I barely have any, like, space in my computer. I have a weak computer. It's not gonna happen. But then I was just like, you know what? Like, just do an audio. I have the audio. And I think I kept messaging you. I was like, hey, dude, like, how do you put audio on Spotify? Like, what do I do when this happens? Because, like, I got, like, an error saying, like, the file was, like, too large or something.
Yeah.
So I just kept asking you, and, like, because of your help, you know, I got the podcast launched, and I just went from there. And yeah, it's just pretty cool, dude, like just seeing you do your thing and like kind of like being inspired by it. I'm like, yeah, it's my homie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that I got to help you out with it, because I mean, I, to be honest with you, I didn't think you would start a podcast, because you didn't really seem like the podcast person of like talking to somebody. Yeah, I mean, you're social.
You're telling me, bro.
But like, you're not like, I didn't ever see you as the point of like going and like actually one, but yeah, it's brought you out of your comfort zone.
Dude, 100% and everything. So like, sure,
it's
really cool
now. And it's like, I think I always complained. I was like, man, I don't have anybody like my friends do over there in LA. But then it's like, oh, now I have Daniel with Street Couch, and then now Caesar. I have Caesar of the Thinking Boy, and then
Finding Dandy, those guys.
Finding Dandy, yeah, we gotta get with them. And then Mike, I don't know if Mike's ever gonna do his podcast.
He's busy as fuck, dude.
Yeah, Mike, you just no.
Just he's throwing conventions, just, festivals.
Yeah, yeah, he's gonna go to fucking space like Katy Perry. Hey guys, I'm gonna be busy for like the next 30 minutes.
I'm gonna be in Mars, guys.
Yeah, he's gonna be in. I was like, Mike went to Mars? Shout out, Mike. We love you. But yeah, next Mike is gonna be like, hey guys, we're going to space. I was like, who's going to space? All of us. Wait, what? We're throwing a festival in space.
The first ever space festival.
Yes. And he was like, I don't know how I did it, but I got the U.S. government and NASA to agree. And I was like, fuck, Mike. All right, fuck it. We're doing a space cast.
Tom DeLonge is somehow part of it. Like,
yeah. I'm like, fuck, Tom's here. And he's just like, hey, what's up?
Like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you guys. We've been friends for a while now.
How the fuck? Yeah. Space cast 1.0. That's going to be so fun. Bro. But anyways, yeah. Mike, when he does his.
Shout out, bro. You're killing
Hopefully
it.
We find other podcasters and then we become friends with them.
There's a lot more we haven't discovered yet, I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
which I think, I'm sure they know we're out there. But then there's a lot that just stop podcasting.
Yeah, or like me, because like my thing was just like I'm trying to figure out how to say it, but like I just couldn't do it anymore, you know, because just like stuff I have going on, like the bands I've been in, it's kind of hard to balance things, you know.
Yeah.
And there's been times when like I just stop podcasting because I just can't do it. I don't have the time, energy, and too tired, too overwhelmed, burnt out. But then when it happens, it's like I don't quit. I'm not saying like, oh, I'm quitting. I'm just saying I just can't do this for now, you know. I'll just keep doing what I'm doing, and once I have like a little bit of free time, then I'm gonna hop back into it.
It's always good to take a break.
Yeah, dude, always give yourself a break for sure, dude. Man,
like I do. Well, at the beginning of the podcast, I used to do every week.
It's hard, dude.
And then I would go all hard from January to like maybe May or June, and then enjoy the summer for like 2.5 months, and then come back in like August, September, and just keep going until December, take a little small break. It would be like school. I would treat it like school, you know,
summer's off,
and then
summer vacation.
After a while, I was like, nah, fuck it. I'm gonna go all year long. So now I do every other week, you know, just to kind of give it some space.
It's more manageable,
you know, too. And then if I can get guests within like a couple weeks of each other, then I could just release an episode every weekend and I don't even have to record with anybody. So like I think smarter, so that way like yeah, I have more things to do during the week. But you know,
instead of like overworking, like overworking yourself,
you don't want to overwork yourself at all, because then it doesn't become fun anymore, and then you're just like, I don't want to do this.
It's
shit
just like
anymore.
A job at that point.
Yeah, you know? Make it like a job that you don't like,
and like one you don't get paid for.
I used to, not anymore. I don't get paid anymore from this. Pennies on the listen. How could you, Spotify? Nah, they do that shit anyways.
Yeah, dude.
I still get paid from the Patreon, but that's like $5. Like
that's something.
$10 a month.
It's more than what I get paid from Patreon. I get paid zero.
Wow. Those are the. I think that's the other 5% of the episodes you haven't heard yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I think what I'm going to do is I'm probably just going to release those public. And then probably close down the Patreon.
Yeah, so, dude. It's kind of hard to get people to sign up for it. Even if it's like a really low price, you know, I don't know why.
It's $1.
It's for real.
Yeah, $1. That's too much.
That's less than a cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee?
It's
shit.
Like $10 now.
Yeah. It's, yeah. But it's, yeah, you got to take breaks. It's always good to take a break, a mental break, and just, all right, let me just not think about podcasting. And then once you're like, all right, I feel good, go back into it.
So whenever you're not podcasting, you're not working, you're not doing music stuff, what do you do?
I do absolutely nothing. I sit on my ass at home and do nothing. I'll watch TV. I'll listen to some music. I'll jam out. But most of the time now, dude, I stay home. The only time I go out is either like to hang out with you guys, or from going to a show, from going to like go like to like out of town or something. Most of the time, I just stay home and I just relax because I'm on the road every day.
And you drive far as fuck.
Every day I'm on the road, so it's like fuck.
You drive for hours, man.
Literally for hours. So yeah, I do nothing at home. That's it. That's boring, but
it's good for your mental health, dude. You know, because if you're on 100% of the time, you're gonna burn out, and it's very easy for like depression and stuff like that to get to you whenever you're like burnt out. Something I've learned.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it does get to me now because I'm like, fuck, man, can I just have a day to like not drive? Can I just stay home? Which I had one a couple weeks ago, but I'm looking forward to September, honestly, because that'll probably be like my big break for a little bit.
Nice.
So it's gonna be fun.
Like, what's funny is like I'm in my break now, like from school, mm-hmm. but I'm so fucking busy still, like because of the podcast and the band and stuff. But it's pretty nice not to like have to do homework and shit. I can focus on what I actually want to do and try to like build up these things, you know, because like, I'm not sure if we talked about it like while we're recording, but I told you how like, my band only has like 2 monthly listeners on Spotify.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
I have like a mission, you know, so I'm like, okay, like what do I have to do for this to happen with the band or the podcast, you know? So yeah, man, like it's only up from here, you know, for both of us, for all of us, you know, all the homies, the luchadors.
Yeah, we are the luchadors. We need to get the mask. I need copyright. To get the mask.
Yeah,
the
copyright,
we could copyright it. We need to get shirts, which I think we can make shirts since
we website know, or like, at least a section
it,
of the
we'll
site.
Add it, yeah, we'll add it on the podcast of the Luchadors.
And yeah,
that picture that I posted of like if the, you know Blood and Blood Out, right?
I don't know.
You don't know Blood and Blood Out? Okay, so watch it. I think it might be free on YouTube.
Okay,
it's like every Mexican's like they have to watch this.
Danny
movie.
Trejo's in it, right?
Danny Trejo's in it. I mean, he's in it for a little bit, but. Watch it. So there's a scene where they do that picture pose, and like I want us to do that pose.
Right.
Like, that's why I told Caesar, but like, yeah, the Luchadors, man. I mean,
that'd be cool.
That's all of that's me, you, Caesar, Kiko, Matt, Julian, Mike. That's like what 7-8 of us.
Yeah,
we don't have anybody else yet.
Not yet. We have prospective members.
I think we will wait to add new members.
Yeah. I feel like if we add new members, like we have to get like everyone's approval. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
not approval, but like at least like, you know, like know that we're all cool with that person. You know?
Yeah, like I mean, we could definitely add like Omar, but like, yeah, I don't know how.
He's busy as fuck too.
How active he is on social media?
Yeah,
and then too, like some of the shit that we post. Some of the shit that we say, we're just like, we'll, like, you don't know how certain people could stomach certain things.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to have, like, oh, shit, we have Omar, and we have somebody from, like, Midnight Beverage or whoever. And then they're just like, these guys are weird. Like, what the fuck are they posting? Like, why is Matt always posting weird things? And instead of giving a thumbs up, he gives a green heart. Like, oh, what is up with that?
Yeah.
You know, or certain things, like, some people wouldn't understand our humor, I guess, but I think we've been friends for so long, we're just like, we're comfortable, we all know.
Or some people put, like, an actual human heart reaction.
You have that one, which you're known for already, so, like.
You know what's funny? Like, I saw that from Terrible Texan.
Oh, you did?
But he doesn't do that anymore. Like, now
he's
I
like,
do it.
Man, I can't do that anymore.
Because someone else took
it. Danny does it now. The polite Texan.
The PC Texan.
The PC Texan. So, but no, I mean, yeah, we got to get something for the Luchadors. We got to get that going.
Yeah, because the way I think about it is, like, we're, like, not, like, a music collective, but we're, like, a music/podcasting collective.
We are, I think we're a collective unit within the local scene that deals with entertainment.
So,
with
very
us
way
podcasters, them with music, and Caesar with photography. Which is also entertainment.
Then Mike with the festivals.
Yeah. You know, so like we are a collective that deals with the local entertainment within Houston. So, and we all each have an identity. We each all do something different. And what we bring to the table is whatever we have. And it makes, I guess, everything fulfilling in a way. Because like we're all here to help each other.
Yeah. So,
like, I don't think Mike could have got far without us just saying
for
Mike,
sure.
With like, helping him with the festival. You know, like, I was like, hey, dude, why don't you get Slow Joy? And then
you actually got them.
We got fucking Slow Joy. That's fucking insane.
That's crazy.
You know? And we all help each other because we all want each other to succeed. And we all want to, I guess, once they succeed, we all succeed. And we get a good benefit off of it.
So, yeah, man.
You know, like, Mike throwing this podcast is definitely a good thing for all of us.
Yeah,
yeah. Because we're all a part of it. We all helped. So, y'all deserve some of that money.
Yeah, like Mike percentage.
And I'm yeah, the Slow Joy percentage, the festival percentage. No, I'm just joking with you.
But fuck, I lost my train of thought. That was pretty funny. Fuck, I really did. So what I like about this collective is that, like, it happened kind of like unexpectedly, you know, because at first it was just you, me, Caesar,
yeah,
and then we had a Kiko. We were just like a bunch of memes we're sending each other. It's like it was just like a meme group chat. That's all it was.
Yeah.
And then I forgot who we added next.
Was it Midnight Spice? Added Mike, and then we added Julian.
I think Mike was after Midnight Spice.
Yeah, yeah, he was. It was Julian, and they were like, "Why don't we add Mike?" And we were like, "Fuck it, okay."
Because the way I was thinking about it, I was like, "Okay, like, who else do we like all know, and who are we all friends with?" You know, Mike, Midnight Spice, Caesar. Yeah, he's already there. But yeah, I just kept thinking like that. Oh yeah, like who do we all know? Like, who do we all approve of? You know, as like chill people. You know,
we don't. I mean, we could add Paul.
But yeah,
we'll probably think about it. We'll later on. We'll decide with the council.
Oh yeah, like, one time we met up. I was like, oh
yeah, it was like all council. Of it. It's like the fucking Illuminati in like Marvel. It's like Iron Man, Black Panther, Mr. Fantastic, and we're like. God, we really are. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm just looking around because we're like at a table, like the Hall of Justice. You know,
yeah. Like, you're just like, Mike's like, we have to collect
it. And Mike was in the middle, like Batman, you know?
That's what we are. Dude.
No, he's more like Superman. I feel like Mike is more like Superman. Mm, I don't know.
He's something. He's something a part of the collective.
Because he looks like Superman, bro. He's like.
Caesar said he kind of reminds him of like Goku.
Yeah, I can see that. In a way. Yeah,
so like,
yeah.
He's the head. Of the table, Goku's the head of the table, and then everyone else is like a different character or superhero or something. I don't know, but yeah, man, it's fun. I didn't think we would get here or be at this like point of our lives right now. And like,
what do you mean?
Last year,
what do you mean?
Like with the whole like luchadors and stuff like
that.
Yeah, like last year we were like just kind of chilling, whatever.
Yeah, sending
memes. And then now it's like we have a whole fucking like group now.
Like in a way, like the festival kind of like came out of the group, you know? Because like because Mike kept like going to the group each time he wanted to like have like input, you know? And yeah, a few times we met up. Like y'all did. I think I only met up with y'all like once.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just pretty cool just seeing the festival like kind of like come into fruition from just these conversations with him. And yeah, it's pretty cool getting to like be a part of that, you know what I mean? Like seeing things like that happen from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, because usually when there's like a festival or a show, we find out about it afterwards, after it's already been created and stuff like that. But just getting like the behind the scenes, you know.
Yeah, because cool. you were there for a More Perfect Fest, right? Or not yet?
Nah.
You didn't show up till.
You keep like thinking Fest. That I went to.
It's because so many people were there. No. It's because Kiko was there and I thought like, oh, he's here. Like some of the other people were there.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, no. I think I thought you were there because I remember you interviewed a band. At the end in that little room that
I did have. But like it was a different time.
Yeah, it was a different time, but I think I just like I remembered that I made a version of you up in my head that was there. Some kind of weird shit. I don't know.
Like you were there, Danny. Like
you were there, dude.
Like you were like Eva Mater and Lightning McQueen.
Yeah.
And like Mater's like, oh, like you were there too, McQueen, like in Vietnam. And there's like a flashback of like them in Vietnam.
He's like, I was never there.
You never seen that meme?
I think I have a long time ago.
But oh, like you weren't at the Alternative Fest, right?
That's the one I wasn't at. That's so we kind of like
we like switched like spots.
Yeah, I think something happened. I think I interviewed Omar that day, I had something planned, so I didn't go. That's why.
Yeah, I remember I saw Omar, and he was telling me, like, dude, like, I just got back from Inside the Northside podcast, and I was like, dude, you should do mine next, and he was like, oh, fuck yeah, and we actually did it, so it was pretty cool. Yeah, like that was the day I met Omar.
Yeah.
Because I had never, like, met him, like, I've just heard, like, the name Mars Alva, you know? And
yeah, you're the one that recommended him to me.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Huh.
It was either you or Julian.
I think it was Julian. I'm pretty sure it was Julian. I think it was
Julian. Might have been you.
Because I met Mars that day after he podcasted.
I don't know. It was one of you two. But I know that's why I was like, yeah, I'll reach out to him.
Because he knows Matt and Julian.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
so maybe homie. Maybe it was Julian.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But, I mean, it worked out fine. Now we got to get him again. We got to get him for a Drunkcast 3.0. And I got to get him again on the podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
Once we do that, it'd be fun.
It was cool meeting him because, I didn't go with anyone, you know. I just showed up by myself, you know, and I was like, all right, cool, let's see what happens, you know. And it's an awkward because I have to, like, walk around by myself for a little bit because, like, they're all, like, in little groups, yeah. You know. I'm like, I don't know who they're talking to. And I think at one point I was just like, you know what, like let me just go to where I think Mike and I don't know who else, but, like, let me go to see who they're talking to. I think, what was her name? Hex Partner. I don't know if you know who she is. Pianist, violinist. No. She moved to Austin, but she was there too, and, like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I don't know any of them. I was like, dude, like, I'm shy as fuck, you know, but let me just see who they're talking to. And then I think Omar, which is, like, also, like, in the outskirts of, like, the little circle, and I was like, hey, what's up, man? You know, I'm Danny. He's like, oh, hey, I'm Omar. And then I think later he told me about Mars Alva, and I was like, wait, that's you? Like, you're Mars Alva? He's like, oh, yeah. It was just funny because, like, he was just some dude, and, like, yeah, later on I made a connection. I was like, oh, shit, dude, I've heard a lot about you. Holy shit. And, yeah, it's just cool, like, going to those shows with y'all, you know, like, with our group of friends, you know, like.
Yeah, like, Kiko and them went to see
Turnover.
Turnover, yeah. the night before yesterday, yeah. So that's cool. I could have went, but I was like, nah.
I was busy with the drunk cast, bro. Plus, like, I don't like Turnover that much, you know.
I have a couple of their songs, so.
Same, but
dude, just there was, like, a lot of people there that I knew. So there's this girl that I was talking to in San Antonio. We don't really, not in Austin, and we don't really talk anymore. I still have her on Snapchat. She was there. Then Caesar's friend Karen.
Oh, the one he interviewed?
Shout out to Karen. Yeah, she was there. And then Caesar was there. And then Kiko was there with a lady friend. And then Matt and Julian were there with a lady friend. I was like, everybody's there. Mike wasn't there.
Yeah, he's probably busy.
But yeah, like, it's cool. Like, we all. Like, yo, we're going to the show. Oh, yeah, we're going to go check out so-and-so.
Are you going tonight, by the way, to see the group?
I'll see if I can. I don't know. I have something I think I have to do at home.
We'll meet up with Julian, catch midnight
beverage. Is it just Julian that's going?
Julian's going. He's going with a friend. I'm meeting up with a girl there, too. Mm-hmm. I just met her, so it'll be my first time meeting her.
I think that's cool that we all do that, too, because we're all check out other bands. It's kind of like... like the scene in the 60s, like the hippie movement, like everybody was like hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
And then like the big result of that was like Woodstock. And it was like, that's what kind of it is now. Like it's a result of like all of us, like Midnight Spies or and like, telling all them. And then like the big result is What's It Fest.
Or like, you know how like there's like, I don't know how what the correct terminology is, but like, for example, Nirvana came out of like the Seattle grunge scene. So it's kind of like that, you know, like,
yeah, I believe it that we are all in this scene and we are probably like the headrunners of something that's going to be bigger.
Something. I don't know what right now, but
because I mean, in this collective that we are, the Luchadors, I mean, Kiko and them already got signed. So that's them.
Fuck yeah.
You know, Mike is doing big things, promoting side. Julian and all them are working on their album. So it's like we're all like in this little group, like the grunge movement, the British Invasion, the 60s movement from like San Francisco, the hippies. So like we're all like in this movement, even with like fucking like the metal movement, like Metallica, Megadeth and all that. Like I believe we're in like in this movement and each of us is going to be something big and we're all like a part of it.
Also, like, this is kind of crazy to think about, but podcasting hasn't been around for that long, dude. Like, no. Did you know Apple invented podcasts?
They did?
Like, probably, like, not invent, but, like, they made it, like, very popular because the whole reason it's called podcast is because of the iPod. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever the iPod came out.
So they invented the terminology.
Yeah, podcast. Yeah, terminology.
Because, I mean, there was, like, webinars and web shows like that.
But it wasn't really, you know. Like a podcast. Yeah.
And then it was, like, talk shows. They weren't podcasts either, but like
radio shows. And that was different because they're like putting on like a fake persona, you know, mm-hmm. for the audience. But as podcasters, we don't have to do that.
Some do.
There's some that do. But some do. I've heard it, but I don't like that. I don't like that much. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's So, like, let's say you have, like, a big musician, like, let's say, like, Mick Jagger or whatever.
Yeah.
If he goes on a talk show and if he goes on a podcast, it's two very different things. Very, very different things. You know, and the whole reason why I brought that up is because it's cool because we're still, like, in the early days of the podcast, you know. Because I don't know if you hear stories about, like, the early days of, the, like, the internet. And, like, we were kids back then, so we didn't do much, you know, but... It would have been cool to like have been a like a pioneer of that, and like now we're doing that with like podcasting. I feel, you know,
yeah.
Like there's a lot of stuff on the rise right now in the 20s, like VR, AI. So who the fuck knows what this is going to turn into in like 20 years?
You know? I think we also like maybe the pioneers of something podcast wise in Houston, because dude, there are some podcasts, but like
there's not like a big Houston not podcast,
big, you know? One, and some of them are not that great. I'm not gonna lie, some are not that great. But I think once one of us catches fire or somebody notices us, then it's like, oh, it's it, it's on. Like, yeah, so it's like, oh, then we got Street Couch, and then we have Fine and Dandy, oh, then we have Thinking Boy, and then we have so and so and so. It's a domino effect, like, and all these other people are gonna, you know,
get exposure like, from the other or whatever.
So that's why I was telling you, like, our three of us are like under this umbrella for podcasting, and once we meet other people, then we bring on them on stuff like that. But yeah, dude, like, I don't want to like be a narcissist, but like, I could if they. I feel like I could do something.
Fuck
big.
Fuck you, brother. Yeah. Kidding.
I feel like I could pioneer something and be like that podcast, because I want to be like that podcast when they're like a Houston podcast, Inside the North Side. Because it's like, well, why? And it's like, well, because he interviews different people, and he's real, and he likes to have fun, and he says stupid shit, but he's also, like, down to earth. It's not like a Joe Rogan thing where, like, it's Joe Rogan, he's done so much shit, and he's interviewing this and this. Like, no, like, I feel like my podcast is, like, I could be on there if I wanted to, you know? Like, you know the band Water Parks, right?
Oh, yeah, dude.
So,
big Houston band.
The guy who, the lead singer... I went to school with him.
What?
Yeah. So I was, because I was listening to an old episode, and they were talking about him, and I was like, wait a minute.
Episode on where?
On the podcast. My podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 49.
That's how I found out about them.
With your podcast. With Camera Quote. So we were talking about something, and they said, like, water parks, and that guy, Austin. And I was like, Austin Knight? I was like, hold on, wait a minute. And I Googled, and I was like, hey, I know he went to my school, but what year did he graduate? And he's like, 2011. I was like, no fucking way. So I go to my yearbook, and I'm like, no, he didn't graduate in 2011. He graduated the year before.
Okay, okay.
But I did send him a message. I was like, hey, dude, I know this is random, but we went to the same high school. We might have met. We might have had interactions. I'm not sure. Maybe the same people, whatever. But I wanted to see if you'd be down to come on the podcast. You or your band, let me know. I know you guys are Houston. My podcast is Houston-based. So it's like it'd be cool to like work something out. So I don't know if he'll ever see it. But it's cool to reach out to people who
never know,
like, you
know,
because that would be really cool for the podcast. Be like,
Water Park
said what?
Dude.
They're on a podcast in Houston, and it's like, who is it? And they're like, oh shit, and it gets more exposure.
Yeah.
Same thing with like when I had Mike and Kiko on, Springstock was like, we loved it, we want to come on. And I was like, dude, that's awesome, because nice. Then that's bigger exposure for me, because then all these other bands that apply for Springstock will want to come on the podcast, because they're like, Springstock did it, maybe they'll hear us and they'll get us on their show or their podcast or their festival or something like that. So it's a big domino effect. It's the people you meet, because you never know.
Like, I didn't networking,
think,
man.
I didn't think that like meeting Midnight Spies would lead to like Omar, which would lead to other people, which would lead to this, which would lead to that, and then like here we are now.
I never thought that having Midnight Spies on my podcast would mean like they're gonna be in my inner friend circle, you know, like, because that's what happened, you know. Like, I just thought there was just like just another band, you know, like because usually bands just come and go, like whenever I interview them and afterwards they just kind of like never reach out again or whatever.
Yeah.
But when for some reason, Midnight Spies and us just
Matt and Julian are just great guys.
They're friendly.
And
yeah, they're good friends.
I think they saw like these guys are cool. We should hang out with them. And now we hang out with each other. We go to each other's house. We go to parties. We do stuff like that. Like, we are in each other's lives, which is so
crazy,
fucking
dude.
Weird to think. You know,
yeah.
Like,
crazy.
I didn't think I'd be in Caesar's life, and I met him
same
like randomly. Like, I'm like, he was interviewing Uncle Tino, and I was like, I interviewed Uncle Tino.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, and then I reached out to him, and then we did a podcast, and I was like, now he's one of my good friends. Now he's a part of the Luchadors, and we're doing big things. And it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, same with Caesar. Yeah, because when I first found his podcast, I started listening to it. And once I found, like, a really good episode, like, one that made me laugh a lot, I was like, dude, like, I have to tell this guy that he's doing, like, something good, you know? So, like, I hit him up. I was like, hey, dude, I checked out your podcast. You know, it had me cracking. You know, this one episode, we're not talking about this. Because they were talking about, like, something super stupid, you know, yeah. Like, some guy shit, you know? He was talking about him and his friend Dante J. They were talking about how, like, they were going to Greens Point Mall just to hang out.
Yeah.
And they're at the food court, and they saw some guy working. And, like, they made up the whole story about that guy. About how, like, this is disgusting as fuck. But, like, okay, like, this guy, like he secretly, like, jerks off into, like, these little sauce things.
And, oh, my God.
And he sells them as, like, this, like, sauce, you know. And then he gets famous for it, you know. Like, he starts, like,
I gotta ask Caesar about this. I'm gonna see if he remembers this shit.
Like, they made up this whole story about how he ends up, like, on TV and shit. And then he confesses, like, this whole time, like I've been eating my cum or some shit. And it was just hilarious. I was dying, dude.
That's funny. So I did the same thing too about that. Have you been to emo night at the Secret Group?
No, never. No.
Okay. Well, you might have seen this guy on social media, maybe on some videos. So there's
the cat guy.
I knew
you're gonna
mention. Yeah. The cat guy. It's something that we've made. Yeah, that's something. A story I made with my friend, ex-friend Edwin.
This man spawns at every emo night.
I told you, man, he's got to be like some dude that works in downtown.
Like some office or some shit.
Yeah, like that was the whole thing. I'm not going to go into it. But like,
I've heard your thing. Yeah.
If you haven't, sorry, shit, I look. But no. But yeah, dude, like we as a collective have like made something important, and it's not by like mistake. Like there's a reason why Julian and Matt and Caesar and Mike and you and us, we're all here together. Like we are here to, I think, make something big in Houston.
I think
it's going to be crazy.
Big things coming.
You know? Like, dude, like, the local scene's going to change, and it's probably going to be because of us. It's going to be because of us. I really do believe so. Like, they're gonna be like, yeah, these guys just, Mike started doing What's It Fest, and it got bigger and bigger. And then, you know, instead of North Side started interviewing people, like, and Street Cops started interviewing people and putting posts, like, I think because of the music scene that's going to change, and it's going to be because of us.
You know what's funny is, like, there's a lot of people, like, a lot of content creators in Houston that are trying to, like, you know, unify the Houston scene. You know, I've heard that a lot for years, and I feel like it's still not unified, you know?
It's hard.
Because it's very hard, because first of all, genres and friend groups, you know, it's hard to get them all together.
But it's also because people can get jealous. And people, like...
Egos and shit.
Egos and stuff like that. I had that happen myself with a podcaster, the Silly Goose. That was something that just, like, oh, okay. Like, there's no way... There was no way I was going to be unified with that guy, and I kind of knew it from the beginning. Mm. So, like, it was a lesson to, like, yeah, not everybody, you know, wants to do this, like, how you do it. But we're all different genres. We're all different, like, things that we do. But we work as a collective. And it's better. So, like, yeah, there's no way you'll unify, but I think we have unified it in a way.
Somehow, yeah.
Somehow, some way we've unified it. And like I said, it's going to be the effect of the music scene changing into something better. Because now all these bands have access to be like you guys, like, oh, man, we got to get our game up. People don't know who we are. Let's go on a podcast. Who do we know? Okay, we know Midnight Spies. They were on a podcast. Hey, we'll reach out to those two guys that did their podcast, and let's get it going. You know, like if Max Diaz would have done something like that, that would have been cool. Didn't you interview Max Diaz?
I talked to him at Springstock, and we had a conversation about how, like, he wants to be on the podcast. Because I forgot how I introduced myself. I was like, hey, dude, what's up? I'm Danny. I think I told him about the podcast. I was like, oh, yeah, like, I do a Street Couch podcast. And I took out my phone, and I showed him. And he was, like, scrolling down, and he saw I interviewed Omar, Mars Alva. And he's like, dude, like, you interviewed Mars Alva? And I was like, yeah, because, like, he knows him. Like, they know each other. And he's like, dude. Like he looked at me, like, very serious. Like, dude, let's do it. I'm going to be on your podcast. And I was like, shit, babe. You know, we shook hands and everything. I was like, dude, I got him. That was back in, like, September.
You should reach out to him. See, if, like, if you can get him on.
Yeah. Because, like, we've had conversations on Instagram, you know, about scheduling and shit. You know, we just haven't been able to schedule it. You know, he's very busy. He goes out of town and shit.
Yeah, he's on a tour.
And I don't know if you saw this, but he posted an interview he did with someone. it was like a video interview, and it was hilarious, dude, because first the camera was on the girl asking the questions. Uh-huh. She asked him like a long serious question. He's like, so Max, like, what does your music mean, you know, like what, where is your music coming from, is it from a place in your heart or whatever? And then the camera goes to Max, and he's like, he's tied up, and there's like a gimp like suit like person behind him, you know, like holding like a whip, and he's like answering the question seriously. So, oh yeah, you know, like back when I was whatever. And I just thought it was funny, you know. And so I'm thinking, okay, if I'm gonna interview this guy, I have to like be at that level or like top that somehow, you know.
Maybe, like, maybe not. Maybe he could meet. Maybe he might meet him on a personal level.
That's true.
You never know, because I mean, you do certain things based on what it is. Like if, like when you play. Like, you're going to play different at White Oak, right, than you are going to play at White Swan.
Yes.
Because it's a bigger stage. It's a bigger opportunity.
Different.
So, when, like, ambience. So Max Diaz was doing, like, some fucking podcast, and then he does Street Couch, it's going to be two totally different things. That's like, true. I don't think he's going to bring that level of, like, craziness to a local small podcast where it's more intimate, it's more this and that.
That's so true.
Like, but I don't know, reach out to him again. Fuck it, you know?
Yeah, like I've been waiting until, like, Street Couch, like, blows up, like a little bit more, you know what I mean? Like, I have more followers, more views, so we can see, like, oh, like there's value in this,
yeah.
You know? Because he's very busy. I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of people reach out to him, you know, wanting them to, like, be part of their thing or whatever.
Yeah, or, like I would do, I reach out to them, and then, like, if I know they're going to be somewhere... sounds stalkerish.
No, dude. He has a show coming up.
Yeah, just go. Yeah. Be like, yo, Max, what's up? Hey, remember Street Couch? Hey, dude. Give me your number. Hey, we'll switch, and then we can find it. You know, just do that because I'm sure he forgot.
Or I can interview him right there.
I can. That would be a good one too.
Yeah, show tonight. I'm gonna take my stuff just in case. Like, I brought like my backup camera, and like I'm gonna take that light in case I want to interview Midnight Beverage or Junkyard Cat. But yeah, like, let's go ahead and wrap this up. But before we do that, I'm trying to think of one more question to get out of you.
You usually have like a bunch of questions.
What else can I squeeze out of you, man? If you were a food, no, I'm just kidding.
If I was a food, what would I be?
Okay, fuck it. Yeah, fuck it.
If I was a food, what would I be? I'd probably be the. The double XL barbecue sandwich from Bucky's.
Dude, that sounds delicious.
That's like $12, $13, $14.
That sounds delicious.
It's big. It's a big fucking sandwich.
I can just imagine so the sandwich like talking like you, like, hey, what's up? It's me, Ulysses, man.
Yeah. Or it might just be a taco. I don't know.
Those are pretty good answers. Pretty good answers.
I mean, it's always good to have stupid stuff like in the back of your
if I would be ass, a food, you know? I would be a flauta, you know, like those like hard.
Because you're skinny? No, you'd probably be like
brown.
No, you'd be that cream pie, dude.
Hey, man.
Hey. Drunkcast 2.0. Yeah, already out on streetcouch.com.
It dropped while I was driving here, so y'all better check it out. I stayed up till 3 a.m. when I think last night or 2 nights ago editing it. So,
hey, who do we got on the Drunkcast this time?
We got two new members. Yeah, we got Terrible Texan and Luigi from Centillion, the lead singer. And
also guitarist. Gabe, too. He's just a little speaking parts, but...
Yeah.
He said some big things towards the end of the podcast.
Yeah, Gabriel was there from Centillion. We had you and I again.
Kiko
and Julian from Midnight Spice.
Small portion, Matt.
We had like a small Matt cameo through the phone.
So
he seemed kind of annoyed, but it was kind of funny just hearing it. But yeah, check it out. It's a good time with friends.
Streetcouch.com.
StreetCouchEntertainment.com.
Entertainment.com. Which we will talk more about starting a website for Inside the North Side.
Yeah, dude.
Because I was looking at it and I was like, yeah, this is the next move for me.
Yeah, so, dude, 100%.
So we'll get into that. But yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much, man, for being back on after 2 years. You know, we should do this more often.
Yeah, man, I'm always happy to help you guys out, you or Caesar, do the podcast, give you a guest, talk about stuff, say shit. For sure, you man. Know. Whatever.
I feel like each time we have conversations like this, I learn more, you know, about like what I can be doing with the podcast. But yeah, I appreciate you, man, you know, for just being a chill dude, you know, being helpful with everything I got going on, being supportive.
Yeah, I don't gatekeep. I mean, I do, but not for certain things. You know. But yeah, man, thanks for having me on. And if you guys want to check out any of my content, you can go to Inside the North Side Podcast on Instagram.
Fuck yeah.
I have episodes 180 already. It's a lot of episodes. One more. But I mean, 180 just came out last week, and that was with Mike and Kiko. They are the guys of What's It Fest. So check that out. What's It Fest coming out July 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Citigroup, White Oak,
and St. Arnold's. Yeah. That's going to be fucking fun. But yeah, I release episodes every other week. Danny's going to be on the next one, so check that out.
Oh, yeah.
And then
we're going to record it right now,
actually. I might do a solo episode and then just see who else I can get. But yeah, go ahead and check out the podcast.
Okay. All right, everyone listening, have a good day. Have a good night. Have a good life. Have a good everything. Peace.